If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, the news, and so much more. No surprise this morning that I saw a K-pop band was trending on Twitter. K-pop is unbelievable. Unbelievable how they how viral it is. Anyway. What's the band called? Oh, dang it, I already lost it now. The ones that played at the Grammys last night. BTS, that's what they're called. I also searched for K-Poo, so now my search history is destroyed. Oh boy. Yeah, coming in and seeing them trending, I was like, okay, what's the K-pop done this time? That's for a huge performance, stealing the show, getting more social media attention than Billie Eilish, who pulled off quite the feat of her own. But before we could get to the Grammys, it was a pretty tough day in Los Angeles.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Los Angeles was such a mixture of fates yesterday. A helicopter crashed early in the morning near Calabasas, California, outside of Los Angeles, killing all nine on board. The pilot plus eight victims, including super sports celebrity Kobe Bryant, his daughter, her teammate and their family, and more. Whew. The TMZ reported the story before the families had even been notified. Yikes! This is a good reminder that no matter how rich or poor you are, no one can live forever, and we all have a chance to tell those we love as much before we leave every day. So, rest in peace there, Kobe Bryant. Now, Billie Eilish, on the other hand, took to the Staples Center, somewhere known for the legend of Kobe Bryant. Billie Eilish swept the Grammys last night, teamed with her brother in a bedroom writing records. She's only the second human ever to take the top four awards: Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. She's the first to do so since 1981. Christopher Cross, if you know who that is. I do not. I feel like I'm not supposed to be here, joked Billie Eilish. I feel like they accidentally let in a fan. You totally deserve it. I've had the chance to meet this lovely young lady, and no one deserves it more. It's crazy.
You just got news.
I can't even imagine that type of success for a girl who was 16. She just turned 17 when she played Deck the Hall Ball. Couldn't have been nicer, more down to earth, was real affable. She made jokes, she hung out. She wasn't like too cool for school like she kind of looks sometimes. That's kind of a front. Also, I'd like to say, to her credit, she intentionally downplays her physical appearance by being over the top with her wardrobe choices, but she is a gorgeous girl. Good for you, Billie Eilish. Way to make it about your fashion choices and the things that you control and kind of detract from the old creeps like me having an opinion on that. I feel bad for saying that, but it always makes me happy when, I don't know, someone can make their own choices be the things that they present. If you saw how I dress, you'd be like, you should try harder, bro. The Kobe Bryant thing is terrible. It's really interesting. I had no perspective of what Los Angeles really looked like other than like Hollywood and the beach areas and stuff like that. But my father-in-law lives in, I think it's Sherman Oaks. It's one neighborhood over from Calabasas. where that helicopter crash happened that killed all those people and Kobe Bryant. I feel bad for all the other people that were on board that, like, this is a huge media frenzy. And if you're one of the, you know, eight others killed besides Kobe Bryant or even his daughter, one of the seven others, like the helicopter pilot, the other kids, the family, the coach. There's been plenty of takes on the internet about this, but I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine if my wife and child died. I can only say that, like, luckily there's other kids, so mom will have something to pour her heart into, because the vacancy, the void that would create would just be incredible. I don't know how you would handle it. Grief counseling forever, probably. Wow. All right, let's move into something stupid and lighthearted. The internet's always going to be a driver for gross stuff, right? All the different weird sexual things that people are into, the deviancies. But once the AI gets involved, things are going to get weird for a while. I think it'll get better / creepier, but in terms of, like, how much control the AI has. But right now, it is not getting it right, and I'm frankly very interested in the results. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Look, if you've got a foot fetish, that's your business. But someone went and trained an AI to generate feet pics. They are weird looking. Yeah, pictures of feet. I'll text them to you too if you ask. Gross. Of course, there's a subreddit so you can see them all in one place. One of the top comments, call me when they get to boobs. Yo, I looked at a lot of these feet pics. Trust me, you don't want none of that. In other artificial intelligence headlines, a new scouring Canadian AI predicted the Wuhan virus of China a week before the rest of the world had anything to say about it. It looks for animal, plant, and human sickness reports before being like, yo, we got a problem. This is very important for when the machines spread a virus to take out the humans. They'll know how to keep it quiet.
Affirmative.
And finally, well, we've got an official logo for the U.S. Space Force.
Space Force!
Yeah, they basically just combined the NASA and Star Trek Starfleet logos into something wildly mocked by the internet. The lawyers are standing by, sir.
Make it so.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for starting your Monday with me. One more show this week. I'm off to Yosemite tomorrow, or on Wednesday. If you have any Yosemite National Park tips, I want to hear them all. Thanks for the download. Thanks for listening.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.